Good morning, 9:13 here on KGGF as we go throughout a Friday. And it's time for our chat with the folks from Sun Group. On the line this morning, we have Mr. Keith Beaumont. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you doing, James?
Doing well. Good to hear from you. And I know you had an auction here this past weekend. How did all that go?
Man, it went great. And just want to say thanks for everyone for coming out to that auction. It was a bit cold. We had a nice windy day, but it did warm up a little bit throughout the day, but still that wind was pretty brutal. But we had a great crowd, and everybody hung in there, and we just had a great auction. So we sold, of course, a lot of the stuff that I've been talking about. You know, we had a lot of garage stuff, tools and vehicles, and we had a couple tracts of land that we sold off, and all that stuff sold really good. Then vehicles, they sold really, really good, and more than what we thought they were going to go for. So if you got, you know, if you're thinking about an auction and you got vehicles, they're selling really good by auction right now. They have been, and they still are. So anyways, and the two tracts of land, we had 150 acres and an 80-acre tract. Both of those sold really good. So we had a just a real successful auction out there, and a great time. So with a lot of good people. So that's kind of how that went.
Well, that's good. It's always good to hear. I know a lot of effort goes into putting something like that on, but it's rewarding when it all goes well. And you move on to the next one. Which, yeah, what do we have coming up?
Well, I got a. I'm going to talk about a listing that I listed here recently. It's in Toronto, and it's a nice little two-bedroom, one-bath house. It's located right downtown in Toronto, and, of course, the Toronto Lake from the town is not but just a mile or two away, so it'd be a great place to call home, or if you just wanted to get something that's close to the lake. It's real affordable, and it's a nice little house. And it would make good for a lot of different things, even Airbnb if you're into that. It's a nice house, been well taken care of. It's got hardwood floors in it, and so if you're looking for something up around that part of the world, just get a hold of me. I'd can send you some information on it and stuff, or if you want to look at it, we can certainly set something up to look at it. So.
Well, yeah, no, that's always good. And, you know, you do have, usually you often have some, you know, real estate, that sort of thing available. And so that's just a normal kind of real estate listing, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's, we've got it listed just so traditionally. So it's on the open market. You can get on there and look at it. You can find it on our website if you go to sungrouprealestate.com. You can also find it in your Google searches if you want to look there. So, yeah, but if you want some information, just give me a call and I'll get you some more stuff or if you have any questions about it. So, other than that, we're getting some auctions scheduled out. So if you're considering one, this would be the time to start thinking about getting a date scheduled for one. As we're getting some things booked, we're going to have an upcoming auction. In Elk County and Montgomery County, we're going to have some land that we're going to be selling. There's a little bit of grassland, but then also there's a lot of farmland to it. So we'll be talking more about that as we get some details put together on that. We're still working on all that, so we don't got no dates on it. But just to let everyone know, that's kind of our next upcoming auction that we're going to be having. Maybe we'll be looking more into April on that. But again, we'll get some more information out as soon as we get the rest of it put together. So, also, I got Linda Baines in here with me today, and she's an agent here in El Dorado, and she's going to talk a little bit about getting your house ready to be put on the market. And Linda, you want to say hi?
Hey there.
Hey, Linda. Hey. Always good to hear you.
Well, thanks. It's good to be here. And as Keith works a lot with the land and out in southeast Kansas, I know that when you're going to sell a house, though, it's going to be very similar whether it's in my area or whether it's down there in Keith's area, but what we're seeing is that there's not a lot of houses on the market right now, but I think we're getting ramped up for springtime, and you just got to be ready. And it seems like the rates are higher than they were this time last year or even this time 6 months ago. But the traffic has started picking up a little, so you just got to have your house ready to go because they are selling.
No, that is really good. So I guess since you know we are in a time where there is some demand and that sort of thing, what are the things from maybe a home seller perspective, or you know when you're getting something ready for the market, what are the things you want to do?
Well, first you should clean out your closet. And I know that sounds like a simple thing, but when people are going through your house and they open it, they want to know that there's space put their stuff in, and if you've got it jammed full, they're going to think, well, that's a small closet. Look how awful that looks. And it's like that throughout the whole house. You want to just kind of clear out the junk. And you're not staging it to live there. You're staging it to sell, which is different. You're not decorating your home. You're staging it to sell so that other people can see the space, that they're not overwhelmed by how many newspapers are piled in the corner, those types of things. They want to be able to visualize themselves there.
Sure. And, you know, like, obviously, you know, people are going to have different decorating tastes and that sort of thing. So probably just, I would think, staying kind of neutral as far as, you know, just making, you just want to kind of get things cleaned out and as tidy as possible, I would kind of think.
Yes. And, you know, in different areas, people talk about taking down all of your family photos. And I understand that not everybody wants to take down all the photos and all the personalization, but sometimes that is important for privacy, if nothing else. You don't want everybody to know, maybe, who lives there and how many children you have and grandchildren. But in an area where everybody knows everybody, it may not be quite as important, but I have seen buyers walk into a house and see a picture of who lives in the house, and they about run out. Or they don't agree with something that person does. And so it does affect how you feel about the house that you're in by how it's decorated and the photos on the wall.
Sure. Yeah, no, I can totally see that. So anything else that, you know, that you run into that you think is a definite step while you're, you know, working to actually sell a house? What should we be doing?
Okay, so this is an easy one. I showed a house last week, went out in the backyard. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how many little dogs they had, but it was difficult walking around in the backyard. You got to pick up those little bums on the ground.
Because
I was afraid that I was going to step in it and then track it in the house. When you're showing your house, you got to have everything ready, and you can't have your buyers distracted because they're going to step in dog poop. So you got to just got to clean it up. I know these are easy things. Your cat litter box, cleaning it out for Pete's sake. Simple things.
Sure, and I would even think just basic stuff like, you know, washing the windows and, you know, just cleaning in general is probably not a bad idea.
That's exactly right, and you'd be surprised how many people, they don't think about it because it's your house, you live in it all the time, you don't notice that stuff. But somebody that's walking in, possibly a buyer, is going to notice all of it.
Well, and I don't know, maybe this is just a thought, and I don't know if you've ever had anyone do this, but maybe bring a coworker over, someone who hasn't been to the house before, and ask them just honestly, okay, you know, from your perspective, you've never been here before, what sticks out to you?
That's an excellent idea. Sometimes you want to, but it would be hard. Like if Keith invited me over to his house and said, hey, what do I need to do? It's going to be difficult for me to tell him. You got to get your dirty clothes off the floor and things like that. You know, some people are not comfortable doing that. So it might be you either get somebody that's a really close good friend that'll tell you the truth, or somebody that doesn't know you very well.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to, or your real estate professional. Get them in there because sometimes we just have to be brutally honest.
Sure. Well, and another question I have, it's a little bit off topic maybe, but maybe for the actual home buyer, what are maybe a couple of the most important things that a home buyer needs to be keeping an eye out when they are assessing a house? Maybe, you know, maybe an investment property or just, you know, any house. What are those things that they should really be keeping an eye out for?
Well, that's, you know, there could be so many different answers on that. It's going to be, a lot of it is dependent on what's important to that buyer, whether it is going to be an investment property or not, and how handy that buyer is. If it's just a regular, you know, a couple with a couple little kids, they may not be as handy to be able to overlook some of those things as an investor who is used to going in, buying a house, and being able to have the talent to change that or to fix that. But things that I showed a house yesterday, and the floors, it was an older home, and the floors, you know, kind of sloped. There were cracks in the walls. Things like that are going to possibly scare a potential new buyer because they're not going to know that, yeah, that house is over 100 years old. It's going to need that type of maintenance. It's going to have cracks in the walls and a slopey floor. So to say exactly what, the thing I can say is every house needs to be clean, every house needs to be open so you can walk through it and get rid of the litter box and make sure it smells good. And not overwhelming, because I've walked into some that had candles lit everywhere, and you just want to run out of there because there's allergies, there's all kinds of things. Plus, you don't want your house to burn down while you're waiting on a buyer to get there. So turn off all your candles, blow them out. Just make sure it smells fresh and clean.
And then I guess
go ahead. From the buyer side of things, when you're looking at buying a house, inspections, and we've talked about those a lot on here, and what kind of issues you'll run into. Because some of the things that you're seeing, you know, well, you just can't see like an inspector can that has that knowledge and looks at houses every day. So get in a good inspector in there to crawl underneath the house, get on the roof, and just really look it over, let you know all the things that they see that's wrong with it, and that's really huge. And, you know, I recommend those for anyone that's buying a house because you can just learn so much more about the house than what you do when you walk through that house. I mean, you know, these guys are experts. They do it every day. Totally worth the money that you got to pay them because we've had several times things come up that no one knew, you know, because we didn't crawl underneath the house and we didn't get to the places that they knew to go look. So that's another really important one that I would definitely say is huge when buying a house.
Well, and going back to from the seller's perspective, and obviously this gets into a bit of an ethical decision here, but, you know, say you know of some, you know, some issues that maybe you haven't been able to address while you've owned the house. What's kind of the best practice on disclosing those to a potential buyer?
Yeah, so we give, we have a property disclosure report, and you can look over that whole thing. It asks a lot of questions. And you're able to go on there and answer them as honestly as you can, because you may know about some problems that the home has or had, and you for sure want to disclose all of those things, so that way there's no troubles later. So property disclosure reports are really important. Yeah, sometimes they're a little lengthy, but they're the best tool you have in protecting yourself when you're selling your house. So definitely recommend filling one of those out too.
No, that's very good. So anything else that people should know, you know, about if they're getting ready to sell a house or, you know, maybe how they can get a hold of you too, because, you know, you guys are really good resources for all of this.
Yes. Not that we know everything, but we've seen enough houses that sometimes I'll see something and go, you know, I'm not sure that looks suspicious. You might have a professional come out and look at it. So we can see things because have seen so many of them, but we are not contractors or repair guys or anything like that, but we will certainly, if we see something that looks suspicious, we can point it out and say, you might want to have someone look at that.
Gotcha. No, that is a really good point. So, hey, anything else that you want to share as we kind of wrap up this topic? I really appreciate it. I think it's been a good one because, you know, this is I don't know if spring seems like a popular time where people are kind of getting things going, getting ready to sell stuff. But I know it's a very timely topic.
Yep, and it is, and that's not only just in selling homes but auctions too. You know, we're coming into that season. It's getting nice out, and we certainly got a lot of better days coming. People's going to be ready to clean out that barn or garage or and start getting ready some stuff. So, you know, get a hold of us. We'll come out there and take a look at what you got, and we can direct you to what's best for you. You know, we list things as traditional listings here, but also we do things by auction. And we do a lot of land by auctions, but also traditional listings as well, just depending on what's the best thing. So in our auctions, personal property auctions, we can do those online or live. We do a lot of both, but, you know, typically a good farm auction, that kind of stuff is done better live. But, you know, it's just giving us a call. We'll come out. We'll take a look at it. We'll kind of direct you to what the best option is for you. And so you can get a hold of me. My phone number is 316-680-5131. Also, we have our two locations. We have a location here in El Dorado, but also we have our location in Fredonia. We're just downtown on the square, on the northwest part of the square. So feel free to stop by or just give us a call, and we'd be happy to come out and discuss what might be the best option for you.
All right. Well, Keith and Linda, I really appreciate both of you coming on, and always a good topic. And, of course, you guys are great resources. If people have any questions about auctions, real estate, all that good stuff, and I look forward to chatting again soon.
All right, James. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. You have a good one. Take care. Keith Beaumont, Linda Baines here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Friday edition of the program. And coming up next, we are going to be taking your calls as Open Line continues. So we'll step aside for just a moment, and we're just a couple minutes away from getting your calls on the air on Open Line.